Amen. I'm glad for the goodness of the Lord. I don't have a sad song to come and sing tonight. Amen. I don't have a sad story. Amen. The Lord knows just how to take care of us. He's an on-time God tonight. He'll never let you down. He'll never let me down. When God says give everything up, walk away. Amen. And deny yourself. Amen. Take up the cross, Brother Bobby, and follow Him. Brother, I'd be scared not to. Amen. When God says walk away from it. Amen. Brother, you better walk away. Amen. When God says, amen, step in the pool. Brother, you better step in. Amen. When God says, amen, put your hand in the air. Amen. And shout. You may not feel like doing it in the natural realm. Amen. But brother, if God says, amen, march. Brother, get to marching. God's got something. Amen. Up his sleeve. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. When he told Brother Bobby, amen, put that car payment in there, God knew exactly what he was doing. You know Brother Eddie King? The pastor of Calvary Holiness down here in Pineville. You know Brother Eddie? We was talking about him. Hey man, the Lord moved on him. He was in a meeting just like what you was talking about. Hey man, all he had a bill due. Hey man, the next day. Hey man, he said the Lord dealt with him. Hey man, Sister Santa, to put that, I never will forget it. He had $40 in his pocket. And the Lord said, take that $40 and give it to the man of God. Brother Eddie, like we do, Brother Bobby, we sit there and we battle now. Is this the Lord? Is this me? Amen. You know how we do. Come on here tonight. We've all done that. Go pray for somebody. Well, is that really the Lord? Sure it is. The devil ain't going to tell you to go pray for nobody. Come on here tonight. Sure it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Eddie sat there and battled that like we do. And he said finally the Holy Ghost kept, amen, dealing with him and dealing with him and dealing with him. He got that $40 out. He just told us a couple weeks ago when I was preaching him youth rally. Amen. Exhorting his people to give. Amen, Brother Bobby. He said he put that $40 in there in the offering. Amen. He said, Lord, you know that was the last dollar I had. I got the bill due tomorrow. Amen. But he said the very next morning, he said, right, just right along the lines of what Brother Bobby said. Amen. He said the very next morning, amen, when he went out to the mailbox, amen, to get the mail, he said there it was. Amen. A check. Amen. If somebody had sent him, amen, for $400. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, I'd be scared to death. Amen. If God said to do it, and I don't do it, my God, tonight, that'll get me in a bad shape after a while. Amen. I want to step out in 2012 and say, God, I've got to do more this year than I did last year. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Well, it works. Praise God. Amen. When we need a tire, I just feel like testifying. Amen. When we need a tires, Brother Bobby, and didn't have the money to put them on, I've come to tell you tonight, God will put them on. Hey man, we wake up before, had a 4-hour drive here this year, had to get to a meeting early on Sunday morning. Woke up and the battery was dead. On a Sunday morning, Brother Bobby, you can't just grab your battery and run down to Walmart. Hey man, we was out in the mountains anyway. Hey man, there wasn't no Walmart around. But can I tell you tonight, God put a battery in that vehicle within about 2 hours. Hey man, it doesn't matter tonight what the need. It don't matter tonight what your need is. Amen. I know a God tonight that can touch every need. Brother Bobby, it don't matter whether it's spiritual, physical, mental, emotional. Makes no difference to the Lord. Amen. He's the Lord of all. Amen. He's got everything in control tonight. Amen. I've just come to tell you, regardless, amen, of what 2012 brings, amen, trust in God. Amen. Lean on the Lord. Amen. Let God, amen, be God. Amen. You say tonight, preacher, He'll always be God. I know that. Amen. But the Bible, amen, the Lord Himself, amen, talks about. Amen. Israel. Hey, come on here tonight. Amen. They would limit. Amen. The Holy One of Israel. How do you do that, preacher? Amen. With unbelief. Amen. With doubt. Amen. With disobedience. I say in 2012, let the fire of His church be full of faith, be full of power, be full of the Holy Ghost, full of the gifts of the Spirit. Let's march on in this new year for God. Thank God. Yes. Brother Bobby, I think we can do more in 2012 if we'll believe God. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'll get into preaching the Word of the Lord. Amen. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I'd like to have my wife stand and testify real quick for the Lord before we preach. Hallelujah.
Know the new year
Bless the Lord. Sure it is.
And, you get tired. The Lord spoke to me this weekend. The first time we were here was the third song. He told me there's another mile to go.
See?
But just that, just a simple word, I really felt that energy.
He knows.
Refill me to know it's the word of the Lord. And if He says that we're going to do it, He's going to provide. He's going to give us.
I know He will.
Whether it be spiritually, physically, I pray the Lord thing for His
name. Don't you doubt it.
Give her.
Well, Brother Bobby, you have to look at it this way, and I remember, and I'll get right into preaching, I know you're standing, but I remember Johnny Henson said it down at his church, down at Cornerstone, and it really hadn't hit my mind quite that way. He looked at our kids, and he was paying homage to them. He said, you know, when the Browning family took off, sold their house, quit their jobs, and went full-time for the Lord like He told them to, he said the kids had no choice. They weren't asked to give up their room, their stuff. They wouldn't ask. Amen. But the Lord, amen, knows exactly, amen, what He's doing tonight. If we'll trust Him and believe in Him, amen, God will take good care of us tonight. And I want to say this, thank you for everything, the food, everything. When Brother Bobby asked me last night, was I eating good? I thought he meant in quantity. That's why I kind of went, well, I'm trying, you know, I've got to preach. Hey man, I can't eat so much I can't move. Hey man, I didn't know what he was talking about as far as everything back there, but hey man, we appreciate everything. Everything here, we thank you for every dime in the offering, every bit of food, everything. Thank you, we love you tonight. Hey man, I'm going to get into preaching the Word of the Lord here tonight. Hebrews chapter 12, hey man, verse 1 and 2 tonight. Notice what the Word of God said. Wherefore, seeing we are also, amen, are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily. Notice that word there. Amen. I believe Paul wrote this. Amen. If you feel like it was somebody else, we don't need to argue about it. Amen. But I feel like it was the Apostle Paul, Brother Bobby. Amen. That wrote the, amen, book of Hebrews. But notice that word easily tonight. That's which does so easily beset us. Amen. And let us run with patience. Amen. The race that is set before us. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Who for the joy that was set before Him. Thank God He endured the cross. Amen. Despising the shame. Amen. And is set down at the right hand. Amen. Of the throne of God. Amen. I've come to preach. Amen. For a few minutes tonight. Amen. Oh, it's time to run. Amen. I said it's time to run. Amen. I told you last night. Amen. And now it's official. Amen. 2011. Amen. It's done and gone. Amen. Whatever you did for good or bad, it's over with. Amen. There's some things, amen, not worth remembering. Amen. But brother, tonight, amen, we're in a brand new year. Amen. This is our first chance. Amen. On a Sunday night. Amen. Right here. Amen. Flat smack dab in January. Amen. A run on for God. I say let's run harder. Amen. This year. Amen. Than we ran last year. Amen. Let's lay aside. Amen. Every sin and weight. Amen. That might be hindering me. God help me to lay it down. Lord, I gotta run hard. Lord, I gotta run fast. Amen. Time's running out. There's a generation lost. There's a church world in trouble. Amen, brother, it's time. Amen. I said it's time to get full of baptism. Amen. And run on for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice here. Amen. The Apostle Paul. Amen. He lets us know that we're compassed about. Amen. There's a cloud of witnesses, brother. Amen, that ran their race. Amen, the chapter before, Hebrews chapter 11, church. Amen, it's filled with those. Amen, men and women of God. Amen, the hall of faith, if you will. Amen, the faith chapter. Amen, we realize. Amen, about Enoch, Noah. Amen, Abraham, Jacob. Amen, Joseph. Amen, men like Moses. Amen, they ran the race. Amen, they did what God bid them to do. Amen, I've come to tell you tonight. I don't know about you. Amen, but there's work yet to be done. Amen. There's preaching yet to be done. There's souls still got to be saved. Amen. Somebody's got to run and tell them. Amen. Somebody's got to preach. Amen. Somebody's got to teach. Amen. Somebody's got to sing. Amen. The old songs of Zion. Amen. Church. Amen. It's time for me and you. Amen. To drop our shoulder. Amen. And run through the truth. I said it's time. Amen. I said it's time. Amen. That me and you get on fire for God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God tonight. But notice, hey man, the devil knows that if I can slow him down, if I can hinder him, if I can deter him, amen, whatever I've got to do, Amen. Notice Samson's life. He was a great, strong, mighty man of God. But the Spirit of God was on him, brethren. The Philistines, the enemy, could do nothing with him. I mean, when Samson's doing right and the Holy Ghost moved on him, amen, brother, it wasn't nothing for him, amen, to take a young lion, amen, and rent it in two. It wasn't nothing for him, amen, to pick up the gates of the city, amen, and walk off. It wasn't nothing for him, amen, to catch 300 foxes. Amen, I've come to tell you tonight, amen, with a jawbone of an ass, amen, 1,000 men, amen, he put down. Amen, but can I tell you tonight, amen, the devil realized, amen, if I can hinder him, amen, if I can stop him, I can take the nation. Amen. You know what the devil realizes? If I can take the church, amen, of America, if I can take them holiness folks, if I can take them Pentecostals, amen, and shut them down, amen, I'll take the nation. He said, I'll take the nation. I come to tell you tonight, there's got to be a resistance, amen, of the forces, amen, of darkness. There's got to be a resistance, amen, of the devil. Amen, you can't do it. I can't do it. Amen, in ourselves. Amen, but brother, I said, brother, with the Holy Ghost and fire, I said, with the Holy Ghost, amen, and power, amen, who, I said, who can be against us, hallelujah. Woo. But the devil realizes, I've got to hinder him somehow. So here's how the devil works. He watches. He prowls around in the darkness. You remember what God said? Amen, light came. But men love darkness over light. Huh? I said this generation loves the darkness rather than the light. So the devil, he'll creep around in the dark. Amen. He'll look for a weakness. Amen. In the church. He'll look for a weakness. Amen. In our life. Amen. He just don't watch us during worship service. He don't just watch us. Amen. At the altar. Amen. But he watches you when you're in your bedroom. He watches you. Amen. Brother, when your wife's not around. Amen. Come tonight. Young folks, he'll watch you. Amen. If you get on the internet. He'll make sure something will pop up. Amen. From hell. I've come to tell you. I said, I've come to tell you. Amen. The devil's got a lot of snares. Amen. But the Holy Ghost. I said, but the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll keep you above the sin of this world. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby, what baffles my mind is how the Spirit of the Lord can move on that man like he did. But at the same time, amen, Delilah, that harlot keeps getting closer and closer and closer. Amen, Samson. Amen, wake up, son. Amen, the devil's getting closer. Amen, he's getting ready to hinder you. He's getting ready to lay some sin down. Amen, in your life. Because he realizes, amen, what happened in the Garden of Eden. Amen, when man fell. Amen, when Adam and Eve sinned. Amen, it separated them. Amen, even for a moment from God. Amen, I've come to tell you tonight. Amen, the devil wants sin in your life. Amen, the devil wants to hinder you. Amen, with some weights. Amen, of this world. Amen, that you can't run the race. Amen, that God has set before us. Amen, with patience. Amen, but I've told you tonight. I said, I've come to tell you. Amen, if we'll stay full of the power of the living God, we can run. I said, we can run. We can run all for Jesus in 2012. Praise God. Amen. I like to tell Samson, amen, as Delilah gets closer and closer and closer, beginning to break that last and final Nazarite vow. Amen, brother, I like to be able to, amen, even just quietly whisper in his ear and say the devil's closer to you, son, than what you realize. Amen. You know what I feel like telling the church in 2012, Brother Carter? Amen. The devil's closer to some people. Amen. Than what they realize. Amen. The Lord sent me here tonight. Amen. To remind me and you if we're going to run the race. I can't run it. I said I can't run it as quick. Amen. If I've got weights around my ankles. I said I can't run it as quick if I'm burdened down. Amen. But brother, you let me get free. You let me get loose. Amen, in the Holy Ghost. Amen, brother, I can run. I said I can run if I'm free. Hallelujah. That's the way the Lord intended us to be. Free. Huh? Pharaoh said, I'll make them slaves and I'll keep them that way. Huh? Nebuchadnezzar. Amen, there'll be no other petitions made to any other God. Amen. But can I tell you something tonight? Daniel said, brother, amen, God's made me free. I'm going to pray on anyhow. Amen. I've come to tell you, amen, what if the government in 2012, amen, came to the Church of the Living God and said there'll be no more prayer, amen, to any other God, amen, except the government. Amen. I've come to tell you, amen, brother Daniel said, amen, I'm not going to be weighed down with sin. Amen. It'd be better for me, amen, to die now, amen, and obey an earthly king. That tells me I can't pray, amen, to the living God. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, amen, Daniel, amen, it might have cost him a trip, amen, to the lion's den, amen, but can I tell you tonight, amen, he went in, amen, and God brought him out. Amen. Daniel, what are you doing? Amen. I'm running for God. Amen. I said I'm running, amen, for the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what Joshua's doing when he's marching around Jericho? I know he's not running, but on the inside, on the spiritual realm, on that seventh time around, when the Lord said, amen, shout. Amen. I'll guarantee you tonight, it was something on the inside of the man of God, amen, that felt like running his last mile home. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, amen, we don't know what this year is going to bring. Amen. But one thing, I said one thing I do. Paul said, amen, I've got one request of the Lord. Amen. God, if this would be our last year, amen, on the face of this earth, Lord, let me be found running. Let me be found running. Amen. To spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everywhere I go. Don't let me be weighed down with sin. Don't let me fall to the wayside. Don't let me be part, amen, of the falling away. Amen. But God, amen, let me run my race to the very end. But notice tonight, amen, the devil, amen, wants to make sure that you don't get to the finish line. You hear me? As powerful as God is, amen, as inspiring as His Word is, amen, amen, the Holy Ghost will motivate us beyond belief. But there's a devil tonight who said, I'll override the Father, I'll override the Son, and I'll override the Holy Ghost. I'll bring sin in your life. Amen. Come tonight. Amen. There's been greater men and women than me and you tonight. Amen. That have fallen. Come here tonight and hear me preach. I said there's been great men that was anointed of God. Amen. That would preach and folks got saved, set free, delivered, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. But they fell away. Amen. How'd they do it? Amen. They dropped the standard. Amen. The Spirit, amen, began to leak out. Amen. After a while, amen, they quit running. They started walking. Amen. Slowing down. Amen. After a while, they was to a crawl. And after a while, amen, they stopped altogether. Yes. And the devil said, that's where I want you. Brother Bobby, you've been running. You've been running. I've watched you. I've heard about you. But this weekend, hey man, I've got to connect with your spirit. I've got to watch you. Hey man, men like Johnny, men like Nathan have said, you get around Brother Bobby, hey man, you'll realize, hey man, he likes to keep it moving. He's always moving. He's always pumping. Prime it. Come on. Hey man, sing. Come on, get in. Hey man, Bobby's done that. I said, Brother Bobby's done that this weekend. He's evangelized. Hey man, he's pastored. Hey man, brother, I've come tonight. Hey man, to tell you, hey man, don't slow down. I said, don't slow down. Amen. Keep on running. Keep on running. Keep on running. Keep on running. Amen. To the streets. Amen. Turn to gold. I said, keep on running. Till you look down and see the streets. Amen. Turn to gold. Amen. Brother, then you'll know. Amen. I made it home. Woo! I tell this, Brother Bobby, sometimes in a message, something like this. Amen. But I remember back a few years ago, amen, when the Olympics were going on. I don't really follow a lot of that, but I remember, amen, Michael Johnson was an Olympic runner for the USA. Some of you probably remember when Michael Johnson ran. Could not be beat. Amen. Didn't matter what race he got in. Brother Bobby didn't make any difference. That man would run like a rabbit. Amen. Without fail. Just about every race, at some point in that race when he was taking on the world, amen, it looked like Michael Johnson would lose. He'd fall behind. Some others would pick up steam and overcome him. And it would look like Sister Santa that Michael Johnson was going to be losing for the first time. But every time he'd kick in another gear and he'd win. Bringing home gold medals for the USA every time. Hey man, he got up there, he run, he'd win the gold. Well, you know how them sports commentators are. If you're good, they want to know your secret. Huh? They got to know how. How? How? Anymore, they'll say, what kind of steroids are you on? Hey man, I don't know whether they ask him that or not. Hey man, but one thing I do know, they said, Mr. Johnson, we've watched your races. We've dissected you. We've watched everything you do. And every time it looks like, hey man, Mr. Johnson, you're going to lose. Hey man, you kicking in another gear. Hey man, and get over the finish line before everybody else. And we've got to know, hey man, how you do it. He said, we've got to know. It's killing us. We've got to know how you do it. What's your secret? He said, Mr. Johnson, with a microphone. And he said it like this. Hey man, he said, what I do is, I really don't have a secret. He said, the only thing I do, he said, when I see the finish line, and I've run, and I put one foot in front of the other till I feel like I can't run no more. He said, what I do is, I pull my chest out, my heart out of my chest, and I throw it across the finish line, and I wait for my body. Hey man, to catch up. Hey man, I come to tell me and you tonight, in the spiritual realm, hey man, what the church of the living God needs to do. Let's take our heart out. Amen. Throw it to heaven. My God in heaven. And wait. Amen. And my body catches up. Woo! Where your heart is where your treasure will be at. Brother Nathan Morris's, amen, uncle died this past year. I don't know if you know him. I know you no doubt know what happened. Cancer. Amen. He might have come here. I don't know. I remember what Nathan's uncle told his brother Phil. And I know you all know Phil and Anita, Nathan's mommy and daddy. Amen. Nathan said they went over that day that Jerry was getting ready to pass away. Jerry, I didn't know him real good. I knew him, been in church with him, prayed for him. Wanted to see God heal him. Didn't know him real well, but I knew enough about him to know that he seemed like a good brother. But here's what he said right before he died. He looked at his brother. He looked at Phil. And he said, Phil, he said, all these things that we run after in this life, all the things that we care so deeply for in this life, when you come down to getting ready to leave this world and stand before God, he said, brother, none of it means nothing. I said it means nothing. I've come to tell me and you tonight, amen, don't get your eyes, amen, off the prize in 2012. Amen, on the devil. Amen, got the prodigal son, amen, out of his daddy's house. Amen, how'd he do it? The bright lights. Amen, the good time. Amen, the big fun. Amen, is what they call it. Amen, I've come to tell you tonight, amen, stay in the Father's house. You'll be blessed, son, when you stay in the Father's house. Amen, but the minute you leave, the minute you backslide, amen, on God, the minute you quit running, amen, the devil will cut your throat and leave you for dead. Amen, I'll come to tell you, run on. I said, run on, my God. I said, run for the glory of God. I said, run with everything you got. Amen, run, run, run. When Saul wanted to kill David, David had to make up his mind. What am I going to do? Lord, I can stay and fight, or I can flee. Now let me tell you something here. I know some of our holiness preachers, some of them might not agree with this. Some of them would. Hey man, there's a time to flee from youthful lust. Hey man, when Joseph's in Egypt, hey man, and Potiphar's wife's pursuing him. Hey man, can I tell you something tonight? Joseph had never read the scripture. Flee from youthful lust. There's some on the inside said, son, you better run for your life. Hey man, there's a time, hey man, to run. There's a time to get out of Dodge. Hey man, I realize. Hey man, there's a time, hey man, also to stand and fight. Hey man, no doubt David was a man who knew how to pray. David was a man who knew how to inquire of the Lord. Shall I pursue? Hey man, yes. Hey man, there were times. Hey man,
Amen. The Lord said, stay and fight, and you shall surely, amen, overtake. Amen. But there's times. Amen. I said there's times. Amen. You better run for your life. Amen. David's heart was, I'll not touch God's anointed. Amen. There's only one choice, son. You better run. Amen. I said you gotta run. The king wants you dead. The devil wants you dead. Amen. Run. I said run. Amen. Run the race. Amen. That's been said before you. Heaven's looking on. The Holy Ghost is saying run, church. Amen. Run. The Father's saying run. Jesus saying run. I say tonight, amen, run. Hallelujah. Woo!
Run. Let us run with patience. Notice, Paul said us. Amen. Amen. It's not singular, it's plural. Amen. There's more than one. It's my brother. It's my brother. It's Brother Carter. It's Brother Bobby. It's the pastor's wife. It's the pastor's kids. It's the singers. It's the prayer warriors. It's the faithful tithe payers. It's the evangelist. It's the evangelist's wife. It's the missionaries. Amen. It's time to run. I said it's time that we quit holding back. And it's time, amen, that we got in every meeting and said this might be my last. Amen. God could call me out. Amen. One way or another. Amen. I've got to run. I've got to be found faithful. Amen. I've got to hear Him say, amen, when I cross the finish line with this life, I've got to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Well done. Amen. Enter into the joys, amen, of thy Lord. Amen. You've been faithful over a few things. My God, I come to tell the church tonight, amen, it's time, amen, that we run. Hallelujah. Now, notice something tonight, and I'm almost through, but notice something tonight. Paul said, looking unto Jesus. He didn't say, look at anybody else. I don't want to lose you right here. I wasn't saved when Jimmy Swaggart fell. I don't know really nothing about the man. I know they said he made it back. He's got a church. His boy preaches. I don't know what all. I know some men who still look up to Jimmy Swaggart that I preach for. Hey, man, that makes me know never mind. If the man fell, if he was in and he fell and he's back, hey, man, thank God he's back. He gets tight right about there. I don't know him. I don't know about Jim Baker. I wasn't saved. I wasn't in the church. You all do. You all was in the faith at that time. I've come to tell you something tonight. Paul said, don't look at me. You're not of me. Me and Brother Bobby was talking about it last night. You're not of Apollos. You're not of me. Notice what he said. He didn't say, look at Peter. He didn't say, look at Paul. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Brother, I've come to tell you tonight, if Billy Graham stands up, amen, before he leaves this world, amen, and says all roads lead, amen, to the same God, that makes me know, never mind, brother, amen, I'm not listening to, amen, any of the doctrine. I'm looking to Jesus. I'm not looking to man. I'm not looking at a preacher. Amen, I'm looking at the Son of God. Amen, I've got the Word. I know the Word. Amen, study to show thyself. Amen, approve the workman unto God. Amen, write anybody in the Word of truth. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, look to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of our, amen, men today are so-called preachers and speakers and motivational speakers. One of them was pinned. Amen. Down. Pinned down on CNN Live with Larry King not long ago. Joel Osteen. A caller called in and said, Mr. Osteen, I have to ask you and I need to know. This hurts you tonight. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I heard the tape with my own ears. Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Now, you would think tonight, Brother Bobby, a preacher of the gospel would not stutter, he would not stammer, he would not falter over such an easy question. Amen. Mr. Osteen tonight, Mr. Sandlin tonight, is Jesus the only way, amen, that I can make it into heaven? Amen. What's the answer, preacher? Amen. But I listened. Amen. And Mr. Osteen said, amen, I cannot answer that question. Come tonight. Amen. I'll come to tell you. He may have 100,000. Amen. Sitting under him every week. Amen. But if you can't tell me, he's the way, the truth, amen, and the life. Brother, get out of here. I gotta have the truth. It's the truth. That'll make me free. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you. Jesus won't. Man might, but Jesus won't. But notice tonight, if we're not careful, we'll have Hollywood stars, amen, ball players on every side tell us all roads lead to heaven. If you're going to run tonight, and you're going to make it to heaven, amen, you can only look unto one, Jesus. And notice what the writer said. Amen, He is the finisher. Thank God, Brother Bobby, I ain't got halfway through this message. I'm not going to preach all of it. Don't get nervous. Amen, but I want you to notice something tonight. Amen, if you're going to make it, amen, over the glory line tonight, amen, you're going to do it by looking at Jesus. Amen, you're going to do it by praying to Jesus. You're going to do it by reading the Word. Amen, from the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Brother, the Word will get you home. I said the Holy Ghost will lead you home. He'll guide you. Amen, in all the truth. Amen, I've come to tell you tonight, amen, if we're going to make it, we're going to have to keep our eyes, amen, fixed on Jesus. Oh. Notice here, the Apostle Paul had to deal with the church of Galatia in Galatians chapter 5. Amen, we know the scripture. Amen, it's a familiar one tonight, Galatians 5 and 7. He said, you did run well. Now, church, the problem, amen, with that statement right there, is the word did. It refers to past tense. It lets me know that I'm not running well currently. He's not prophesying and saying that you're going to run well. He says it in the past tense. It's in the past. You did run well. Who hath hindered you that you shall not obey the truth? Amen. Can I tell you tonight, the devil spied. Amen. He sent spies into the church. Amen. A spy in our liberty. He don't like it. I said the enemy don't like it when you're free tonight. That's why he wants you wrapped in pornography, wrapped up in drugs, alcohol, immoral thoughts. Amen. Sin. Amen. Adultery. Lying. Amen. Stealing. Amen. Covetousness. Come on here tonight. Amen. The devil wants us weighed down. Amen. With every sin and weight. Amen. Of this world. Amen. But we've got to continue. Amen. To run well. Hallelujah. Paul said it like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24. Amen. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? Amen. They all participate. But one receiveth the prize. There's only one when it's all said and done that's going to win the gold. There's only one that's going to persevere above them all. So then he said, so run that you may obtain. Paul has given us ammunition tonight. Run on in the Holy Ghost. You notice something? Hey man, when David was full of the Holy Ghost, I remember as a young convert, I remember coming in. I wasn't brought up in church. I got saved at 28. The Lord convicted me, dealt with me, saved me, gloriously saved me, cleaned up my life, led me into a Pentecostal church. I knew nothing of, I thought every church was the same. I was naive, brother. Still am to a lot of things, but I didn't understand a lot, Brother Bobby. I didn't know they was Baptist, Catholic, Pentecost, Nazarene. I didn't know. I thought everything was the same. I was ignorant, unlearned, didn't know nothing. God led me in as I began to pray, God, what church should I go to? My daddy wasn't saved. My mom had been backslidden. I didn't know nobody really went to church much. Amen. And God led me. We moved over to Northern Kentucky and God led me to Taylor Mill Pentecostal Church. But Alan Pascarella was pastoring at that time. Brought me right in there. Amen. I began to sit under the teaching. Amen. When we get in those meetings and them old elder ladies, my God, when the Holy Ghost, they get to moving, they get to squalling. Hey man, they get to dancing and coming out of them pews. Hey, I can still see Sister Holland. Hey man, that passed on, I believe it was this year. Hey man, she get to, hey man, speaking in an unknown tongue. Brother, I didn't know what in the world was going on. The bobby pins, they get to flying. The hair get to falling. Hey man, my God, I got ready to run, all right. Run out the back door. Scared me to death. Hey man, but the Spirit of God, hey man, spoke to this new convert. And said, no, no, son, hold on. What they've got, amen, you need. Amen, what they've got, amen, you need. Amen, I've come to tell you 5 miles. Amen, when they get saved this year, my God, I'll feel the Holy Ghost. I said, when? I didn't say if. I said, when they get saved, they coming among you. God in heaven. Amen, let the Holy Ghost, amen, be upon you. That way can see that. And God can say, you need what they got. Hallelujah. If you'll keep running, the race for God. Amen. You'll see God do some things this year. Huh? Woo! Maybe some things you didn't expect. He's that kind of God. David was a man that when I looked on, I wondered when preachers would preach things like David saying that he felt like, hey man, I'm leaping over a wall and running through a troop. I thought, my God, what in the world, what's that all about? Then they'd get up and preach about Samson. Hey man, doing all the things that he did. I thought, my Lord, how in the world is that possible? I had not a clue because the Holy Ghost hadn't come yet in my life. Hey man, I see him run and squall and shout and cry. I thought, my Lord, there's a lot of emotion going on. Hey man, thank God. It is, some of it is emotional. Hey man, but thank God the majority of us the Holy Ghost. Hey man, but can I tell you, friend, it's better felt than told. Hey man, after God baptized me in the Holy Ghost, hey man, in 2004, brother, hey man, I've come to tell you tonight, I knew what it felt like. Hey man, I want to leap over a wall. Hey man, and run through a troop. First time God let me run. Hey man, I've never stopped running. Hey man, but I feel like, hey man, tonight, running my last mile home. Hey man, thank God. Hey man, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He'll let us run on. Hallelujah. So let us run that we may, hey man, obtain. I'm almost through, but notice last night's scripture. Amen. Philippians 3:14. Paul said, I press toward the mark. I press. Paul's saying, I'm striving. I'm pressing. I'm running. There's a goal in mind. Amen. I've got to obtain it. Amen. The goal tonight is heaven. Amen. And he says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Much like the Lord, the Father sent a race down before the Son. The Son could have got out at any time. Could have called a legion of angels at any time. And left this whole world. Amen. He could have went back to splendor without taking the shame. Without taking a ridicule. Without being nailed to the cross. The horrible pain. The cat of nine tails. Plucking his beard out. Smiting him. Covering his face. Prophesy. Amen. Who smote thee? Amen. I've come to tell you. He suffered a lot. Amen. But did you notice what? Amen. The writer of Hebrews said. Amen. For the joy. I said for the joy. Amen. That was set before. My God. I said he ran it with joy, brother. Amen. This ain't a grievous thing tonight. Amen. To run for God. I'll gladly give my house up. I'll gladly leave the job. Amen. I'll gladly walk away. Sleep on the floor. Amen. Sleep. Amen. And eat what he gives me. I'll say tonight. Amen. I've got to run that I may obtain. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen. Amen. I've got to finish my course. Amen. In myself. Not speaking for my family, but in myself. There's times, Brother Bobby, oh Lord, there's times where I tell the Lord, I can do this to the day I die. I love it. I love it. But Brother Bobby, there's times where I'll say, Lord, you've been there. If you'll just let me, by your grace, get one leg, one foot behind that pulpit. Hey man, I don't much feel like it. I'm wore out. We get there sometimes, don't we? Amen, I'm wore out. And I really just soon hear somebody else. I'm tired of hearing my voice. But Lord, if I can swing one foot behind the pulpit and feel that anointing, amen, one more time. Amen. I know what I'll feel if I can just get there. Amen, for the joy. Amen, that was said before him. Amen, he ran the race. He finished the course. Amen, I've come to preach. Tell you tonight, we're a soldier. Keep on running. Hallelujah. Amen. And while you're running, every now and again, stop and look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. It's almost time. Great men of God are going on. to obtain their prize. But Brother Bobby, me and you are left tonight, amen, to finish the course. Amen. And then Paul would say, amen, henceforth, amen, there is laid up for me, amen, a crown of righteousness. Amen, brother, payday's coming after a while. Amen. I said, payday. He's paying me now. Amen. I've got joy. I've got peace. Amen. I've got the blessings of God now. Amen. But brother, there's coming a day. Amen. I said, there's coming a day. Amen. We're a greater payday. Amen's coming. Amen. But only for those who finish the race. Amen. Tonight, I'm not going to try to get through it all. Singers, musicians, my family, whoever. Come on. Come on. Come on and get us a song together tonight. I felt like the Lord wants to challenge us in His house tonight in 2012. It's not time to stop. It's not time to fall away. It's not time to get lukewarm and cold and indifferent in our soul like a lot of folks are. But tonight it's time for the real church to arise. Brother Bobby, last summer I was at a camp meeting, a youth camp. Amen. And I'll not get into where and who, but there was a great friend of mine that was preaching that youth camp. Amen. In a certain state in this United States. And he was preaching so great, Brother Bobby. And he really felt, and I felt it when he said it. I had never heard anybody say it before. And I've not heard anybody say it since. But I'm telling you, when this preacher preached, amen, and said what he said, there's something on the inside of me, brother, that connected immediately when he said it. He said, the Holy Ghost and the Lord, amen, coming very soon. Amen's going to begin to weed out the church. We've got a lot, amen, of people in the house of God, amen, that are not right. And the devil knows it, and he's got it set up that way. He's got it set up to hinder the true move of the Holy Ghost. He's there to discourage people. He's there to get in the way and hinder. He's backbiting. Hey, come on here tonight. He spreads envy. Amen. And jealousy. He brings contentions. Amen. And divisions. Amen. But this preacher preached and said, God sticks him. Amen. To clean out the church. Amen. And brother, when he gets done cleaning it up, amen, the real church, amen, is going to have a move of God. Amen. Before we get out of here, you say, preacher, I don't believe that. You don't have to. Amen. But I do. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But when it's time. Amen. I want to be found running. Amen. With everything within me. I said, let's run. Amen. It's time. Amen. To run. Amen. To race. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you will. As I get ready to sing and play tonight. I think what would be fitting right here, Brother Bobby, is open these altars up at 5 Mile. And say, Church of the Living God, if you've got a made-up mind and a determination in 2012 to run for the Lord, come on to this altar and let's get fired up. Let's get fueled up for the race. Amen. We don't know what 2012, amen, is going to hold for the church. Amen. But one thing I do know is there's a God in heaven tonight, amen, that'll give you, amen, the fire that you need. He'll give you what you need, amen, to finish the race. In the name of Jesus, let's have prayer meeting tonight in the name of the Lord. Sing, children, hallelujah.
Well, if...
Thank God.
If you'll take one step, he'll take two.
Yeah, come on.
Well, there ain't no limit to what God can do.
Yeah, let's sing.
He said, if you go, don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do is take one step. If you'll take one step, he'll take two. God can do. He said, if Jesus' name. I've been falsely accused, but I'm not ashamed. I've got faith in God and faith in myself. All you gotta do is take one step. If you'll take one step, He'll take two.
Don't worry about yourself. All you gotta do.
Anthony got all the butterflies out of the way. Now, next time he comes, it's liable to be standing room only. Praise God. Why, you all ought to be telling your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones about a man of God called Anthony Browning and his wife and his children. And next time I give it out, hopefully everybody's here, Brother Anthony. We've had a lot of sickness. We've had a lot of Sister Fugit went through surgery, just got out of surgery, basically on the road to recovery. Brother Jack Taylor, he's trying to recover from skin surgery, cancer. And we've got just people out of town. It's just a bad weekend for that part of it. But we'll get Brother Anthony back in the spring, and he can preach again for us right on. And this door is always open to the Browning family. Can we give him another big hand? We appreciate them. I want to do something different tonight. This was done, bestowed upon my wife when I was full-time. And I thought it was a great gesture. And we'll let Anthony and... what's your wife's name? We'll let Kelly and Anthony fight it out. But tonight's offering to go to Sister Kelly. And we've... it was bestowed upon my wife when I traveled. I've done a lot of traveling for 3 years on the road. And Brother Johnny Shepherd started it, and he said, tonight's offering goes to Sister Ella. And my wife wouldn't give me that money for no reason, no way she would not give me that money. She kept it, son, I'm telling you. And she got the biggest offering of the week. She got a bigger offering than I got, brother. So tonight's offering, would you come up, Sister Kelly? Let's give her a big hand. This is for you, Sister Kelly, from the 5 Mile Holiness Church. You do with that with what you want to do with it now, sis. Now, Brother Anthony wants it, you work that out. But we got Brother Anthony, we want to thank everybody in the offerings. We got Brother Anthony $200. We got Sister Kelly $40 tonight. So a total of $240. Give the Lord a praise offering for that. Thank God. We wanted to do more, in the offering. But I explained to Brother Anthony that our finances are down right now due to the Christmas play. But it was still a super good offering, $240 for 3 nights. I thought we'd done good. I would have liked to have done more. Maybe next time he comes back, we can do a little extra. We can give him a little extra. I want to say thank you to each and every one for bringing the food. He had pies, cakes, hot dogs, sandwiches, chips, cereal, milk, I don't know what all. I think Sister Pauline brought in a big handful again tonight, brother. I don't know what all she brought in there. And, I told, the Browning family, after tonight, they're welcome to take every bit of that with them. Just take it with them.
they can, you know, the next place they go to, they can take that food and use it at the next place. That is all theirs. That was given to them. So you take it with you, Sister Kelly, and use it as you see fit. Also, explain to Brother Anthony and Sister Kelly that they're welcome to stay here the remainder of the week. They can stay in our fellowship hall. That is open to them. If they don't have a place they need to go to, they can stay here, run the heat like they want to, like they own the place. Just stay in there, eat, sleep, and you're welcome to stay here. And I know that normally when I was evangelizing, I would schedule a week at a time. And I would usually, I'd always keep a weekend separate because I didn't know if the revival would go on. That's what Anthony does. So he don't have one nowhere to go this week. So I told him he could stay here. And the only reason we didn't go on with the revival is a couple of reasons. One, our crowd is going to be down, simply because everybody working. Number two, our finances are not adequate enough to keep the man of God. So I feel to be faithful, to be true to him, and be honest with him, it'd be good to come back later and we can camp him out better. So, and I want to say, I thank the Lord for Anthony's understanding in that. That tells me he's a man of understanding and wisdom. A lot of preachers would say, bless God, I've come a week and I'm staying a week. Well, one thing, if you act like that, you won't come back a second time. But believe me, there's preachers that act like that. And there's men that, there is men, me and Anthony spoke briefly last night, there is preachers that will not sit under authority whatsoever. They come, they feel like they're going to run it, no matter what the pastor says. And to me, that is a no. Brother Raymond flat told me, man, you act like somebody when you go to people's place. And don't act up, man. That pastor is your pastor. And when he tells you to do something, you do it. When he tells you sit down and hush, you hush. And that's the kind of schooling I was under. And he didn't put up with that kind of stuff. So I want to say to Anthony, he's for 12 years of preaching, he is very knowledgeable in the Scripture. He's very understanding. And he's got a great anointing in his life. Amen. He's got a great anointing in his life. And got beautiful children. And I know, like Anthony said, they didn't ask to go full-time. They was put in full-time. And my kids did it too. And the only difference between his kids and my kids, they are homeschooled and my kids went to a public school. So if I was in Tennessee or I was in Austin, Indiana, or I was all the way down in Corbin, Kentucky, I drove all the way back and they went to school the next day. So that was the only difference between Bobby and Jessica. They had to sleep in the car and get up and go to school. So that was pretty rough on them. But they made it through it. He's back there laughing at me. Look at over there. Yeah, what about that? He remembers it. He remembers it. He remembers every time we'd cross the bridge, he'd say, we're almost home. We'd cross that 275 bridge and he'd be like, Dad, we're almost home. And Anthony, you're right. Tonight's message is paramount. We're almost home. We need to run with everything we got. I want to encourage 5 Mile. Let's see what God's got for us in 2012. That wind's blowing. It pulled that door up. That ain't no spirit, friend. That's just wind. But if it's the Holy Ghost, come on in. But I want y'all to know, when Anthony said the souls are coming, I know the souls are coming, Anthony. The Lord already told us, Brother Sheldon, the souls are coming. In 2012, we're looking for sinners to be saved. We're looking for recommitments. We're looking for people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We've got a baptizing to take place in the spring. We're going to baptize about a half a dozen. We got some good things going to happen in 2012. We need all of you to make it happen. I want you to pray for those that's not here, that God would give them health and strength to be at the house of God. Those that's working late hours, pray that God will give them strength to make it to the house of the Lord. Friend, I feel it, and you know I do. I feel it's paramount to be in the house of God. You ought to be faithful to the house of God more than you are your job. You're right. Amen. You're right. If you can get up and go to work and provide for your family, then you need to be at the house of God at least 3 nights a week to support your Lord and Savior. And I'm a firm believer on that. And I know that rubs people a wrong way sometimes. People don't feel like that I mean, I even had a man tell me this year, I had a man tell me that he will not be faithful. I mean, I appreciate his honesty in that behalf. But he testified against himself. He looked at me, he said, I will not be faithful. Okay. I'm glad me and you are on the same understanding. But I'm going to tell you, as your pastor and the overseer of your soul, God commends you to be faithful. Now, you can choose not to be, but God's Word says to be faithful. And God's Word says to put Him first. So I said, we can agree to disagree. Is that all right? I can have people look at me and disagree and get ugly, but I've got to keep a good spirit. I got to keep a smile on my face, even though I disagree. That's hard to do when you know them better and they're willfully doing it. Knowing better? I'm just saying that so you all get ready for 2012. Let's do better in 2012. I want to do this as we dismiss. This was done to me and my wife, and I guess Anthony brings a lot of members to me. We're going to get the family up here, all of them, and all of us at Five Mile, we're going to anoint them. And we're going to ask God to give them souls for their labor, to guide them and shield them on their journeys. Family, they're going from here, they're going somewhere else. They're going to be preaching to somebody else. And give them traveling mercy. Watch over them and keep them. And when me and my wife traveled, they would take the oil and go out and anoint our car. Sure did. I mean, they would anoint us, Brother Anthony, and then they'd take the oil and run out there and they'd anoint my tires. They'd anoint my car. They'd anoint my engine. And they'd say, Lord, watch over them and keep them as they go along the journey. I pray that God gives him a greater anointing. I pray that God gives him souls for his labor. Amen. So, Happy New Year to all of you. Let's have a great year. Now, I want to say this as we dismiss. Wednesday night, we're starting our Wednesday night service back, okay? So that means we got church Wednesday night for you that can come. What we normally do on Wednesday night is prayer meeting. We come on Wednesday nights, Jessica and I will sing a few songs, Sister Wagers, we'll sing a few songs, and then we go right in the altar and we pray. And we pray as long as you want to pray. If you want to pray an hour, we're here for an hour. We're going to pray. And we'll sing and we'll pray. We dedicated Wednesday night to prayer meeting until the crowd gets bigger. I was preaching five nights a week and it was wearing me out. So I dedicated Wednesday night to prayer meeting. Now if the crowd starts getting bigger and the Lord starts giving us souls, I'm going to start preaching on Wednesday night. But right now we're going to use it as prayer meeting. Really? Amen. I tell you what. That Brother Bobby preached a good last night, didn't he, Brother Anthony? He cried like a baby over here. He prayed for an hour down there. The time he got from there, he got over here, and he broke out in a big cry again. He said, damn, my chest is hurting. I said, I believe it's a burden that's on your heart. That's what I told him. I said, you cried awful good last night, man. You poured it out. I said, sounded like that pressure in your chest was a burden. I said, how you feel now? He said, I feel a lot better. But my wife, to be safe, she took him to the doctor today, had a CAT scan done on him, or have an x-ray, and then they done an EKG on his heart. And they said, he's a fine, healthy, bouncing baby boy. He's doing good. The doctor said he's got some anxiety. I told him, I said, maybe they call it anxiety. I call it conviction. Amen? I said, the doctor calls it anxiety, but God knows how to pump on that heart and get to knocking on that door. I told him, I said, you may not understand it, but God may be dealing with you. So when that's a happening, Bobby, yield to it. Cry like you did last night. Pour your heart out to God. Yield to that spirit. You know, like Anthony said, he didn't always know this. He wasn't raised in it. Bub, you wasn't raised in it, was you? Your grandpa was an old-time preacher, but you wasn't raised in it. Look at him. He looks like a homeless man back there. Brother Kelly, was you raised in it? Brother Sheldon, was you? Well, you like me, brother. We was raised in it. Listen there. Sister Angie, you weren't raised then, was you? She looks like a homeless woman to me. Jeff? Y'all know you was raised in it. You had a dad wear you out, man, if you didn't live right. But you know what? We are privileged. But look how many that's in our service tonight that wasn't raised in it, and they're with us tonight. That tells me that we've got hope of those sinners coming in this year, that they can have the same hope we've got. They can have the same salvation we've got. And I know Brother Jeff is wanting to testify, but I'm here to tell you that tonight, be thankful for your heritage. Because there's a lot of people out there don't know one iota about this. No, don't even know how to pray. They sit there and look at you and say, I don't even know how to pray, preacher. How do you pray? Anthony knows that. You've been around and traveling. You'll see that. They'll look at you. I don't know. How do you pray, preacher? Preacher, can you help me pray? Never read scripture. Never been in a church. But all you've been raised in it, some of you have. You ought to thank God every day. That roadmap. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Woo! He's been around card ready. Brother Carter says he thinks I'm in the car with him. He said every time me and Anna starts talking, he says, about a subject, we get to church and you preach on it. Wow. Brother Jeff, tell me something tonight.
Yeah, come on. I praise the Lord for being here. Praise the Lord for our church. Yeah. I praise the Lord for sending this man. Yeah. Good man preached to us. I know somebody else is going to get a blessing when they go. This is him on the internet too. My sister will listen to every one of them, brother. I'm going to make sure I tell her.
Yeah. Yes, she is. That's good, Brother Jeff. Yes, sir.
And it's just like a big family. We're all like a big bunch of family around here. I've been worried about Sister Brother and Sister Wager.
Yeah, tonight. They don't miss.
They're here every night.
Every night.
I'm kind of worried about them now. We need to pray for them before we
miss. Amen. We'll be doing that. Come on, Sister Pauline. Woo! Amen. That's good, Sister Pauletta. I think we've all been blessed by the Brannan family this weekend. Sister Brannan, would you come? Your children come up this way. Brother Anthony, would you step down here? Everybody would come over this way. We're going to anoint them as we dismiss, and then we'll have someone stand in for Sister Wagers and Brother Wagers tonight. They've never missed a service, I don't believe, in all the years they've been here. Amen. So, come on, children. You sisters, come on and come up here and help Sister Kelly. Get this oil, Sister Paulina. Brothers. Amen. We're going to anoint these this family that God would go with them and anoint them and give them the souls for their labor. Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, God, go with them, Lord God, in their journey. God, protect them, Lord, and shield them, Lord. God, give them souls for their labor. Use them, God, greater than ever before. God, provide their every need according to Your riches and glory. God, bless this young man. Use him, God, in Thy service. Anoint his hands, Lord, to play instruments. Bless this sister, Lord. God, use them. God, as a witness, Lord, to the lost and dying world. Help them, God, Lord, God, this family. Let Your Holy Ghost go with them and move upon them, Lord. Shield them and protect them, Lord. Oh, God, anoint Brother Anthony greater than ever before. God, will give You the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we'll come up here and stand in for Sister Wagers. Brother Carter, you can stand in for FG. Jack and Cheryl, you both stand in for them. Jack and Cheryl Taylor is not here tonight, and FG and Beatrice Wages is not here tonight. Those are two of our elder families here, Brother Anthony. And I don't think Sister Wages has been coming here for about 4 years. I don't think they've missed a night. This is the first time. So I believe something's going on, or either FG's sick or something. So let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask You, God, Lord, to overshadow their soul. Help Brother Wages, Sister Wages. Lord, if there's any sickness, Lord, we ask You to move and help, Lord. God, if there be any trouble, Lord, we ask You to deliver, Lord, and help them. God, Lord, we ask You, Lord, to help Jack and Taylor and Cheryl Taylor. God, Lord, strengthen them, Lord. Help Brother Jack, Lord, to rest good. Help Sister Cheryl, Lord, with her sickness. Help them, God, to be a witness to their family. God, bring them to the house of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Sure. Let's pray for Sister Sharon. Her legs, she went through a season there where she'd swell up and her ankles were swelled up because she's on her feet all the time. Seemed like the Lord gave her a touch and moved on her, but it's coming back and it's just overworked. But let's ask God to ease that. God can ease that workload a little bit and heal her body at the same time. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sister Sharon, Lord, stands in the need of prayer. We ask You, Lord, to move and intervene, Lord, in her life. Touch on and strengthen, Lord Jesus. God, take this pain, Lord, from her legs, Lord, and the swelling. God, we ask You, Lord, to ease the workload, Lord. God, help her to rest, God, and God, bring her to the house of the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Let's do that. Brother Sheldon has got 4 more treatments with his cancer. But he is a man of faith. He's already been giving God the praise and the glory, and he said he's going to be healed. Amen. And the Word of God said, he said that to that woman. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Brother Bub, we're going to pray for him. He was sick last night so bad, had to miss the watch night. But we're glad he's with us tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask You, Lord, to overshadow my brothers, Lord, tonight. Brother Bob Holbrook and Brother Sheldon Henderson, Lord, we ask You, God, to help them and touch their bodies, Lord. Heal and make whole, God. Lord, let it be our testimony of praise unto the people. God, let it be known, God, that Your healing hand has touched them. God, let us, God, never fail to give You the honor and the praise. And God, we ask You, Lord, let it be so and let it be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Sean. Anyone else? All right. Yeah, we got him together. All right. We're going to be dismissed this way. We got a prayer box right here. There's probably, I don't know, I'd adventure to say there's hundreds of requests in this little box. It's so full, you can see them at the top. Only God knows what's in this. There's no key. There's no opening. Nobody can read it. Nobody can break it open. Unless you have a saw or a hatchet or something. But we're not going to worry about that. What's in here, God knows. And that's what makes it so sweet. The Bible said, let your moderation be known unto all men, and let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your mind and your soul. Now, that's in Philippians. You read that the other night, too. We're going to be dismissed. There's a lot of needs here. There is sinners, sickness, job opportunities, financials, all of it. And God knows each and every one of them. And we're asking while we're praying that God give us that testimony of praise. That let it be done and let it come to the house of God to be, that He may receive glory. Lord, in the name of Jesus, all these requests, Lord, You know each and every one of them. The souls, the children, the grandchildren, the grandmas, the grandpas, the jobs, the finances, Lord, the sickness. Lord, we ask You, Lord, to move in this, Lord. God, send us that testimony of praise. Bring it to the house of the Lord that we may glorify You and exalt You above all. God, we ask You, Lord, let Your healing hand pass by. Move, Lord, in a great and a mighty way. You ask it all in Your precious name. Amen and amen. Shake hands, be friendly, everybody. Come back Wednesday night. Expect a great move of God.